This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, and again, I want to make sure you all know, in hour number two, 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza is screening tonight all around the United States. And it's sold out everywhere, and it proves conclusively the 2020 presidential election was stolen. And the Supreme Court leak of their Roe versus Wade decision, overturning Roe versus Wade, suddenly comes out last night. And this morning, on the day of, or the eve of and the day of, 2,000 Mules coming out. You can't imagine those two are a coincidence. You can't imagine it. It's perfect timing to get all the women riled up, all the liberal women to burn down the country, all the rioting, all the burning, all the looting could begin, all the protesting could begin, all the hysteria could begin. By the way, it doesn't. This decision does not outlaw abortion. It makes it a states' rights issue, which is exactly what the Founding Fathers wanted. It's exactly what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights says. Every one of these issues should be states' rights issues. If California wants abortion to the moment of birth, they'll get it, if that's what their people want. And if Texas says we don't want abortion at all, they'll ban it. Another state will say you could abort up to, 8 weeks, 16 weeks. Other states will say 4 weeks. Other states will say not at all. Some will say always. Some will say, these mentally ill New York, California states will say, you can abort your baby a week after it's born. They're crazy. But that's what the Founding Fathers foresaw. Issues like this were not national or federal. They're state rights issues. But this was announced at the moment of 2,000 Mules to bury the headlines about a stolen election. And everything in the headline is now abortion, 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 and it's so that women come back to the roost of the Democrat Party. I know what this was all about. This incredible criminal fraudulent leak. This leak is treason. Whoever leaked it should go to prison for treason. Because it was meant to cause a rift in the United States. It was meant to affect an election. It was meant to bring women back to the Democrat Party. All the mama bears that were voting Republican. They should go blind with rage at one issue, abortion, 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 abortion. This show, by the way, is sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. They make it possible for me to talk, for free to all of you. You don't spend a dime. You turn on your radio, I'm on. Or you click on your computer, your desktop, your phone, I'm on. It doesn't cost you anything. It's because Fellowship Home Loans pays the bill and signs the check. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. You need a friend in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian are my friends in the mortgage business. Now, you have friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Whether you're talking about purchase, refi, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or asking them to just evaluate your current situation and give you great advice, call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So I'm about to go to a big event tonight, and I'm the MC and host of a Joey Gilbert for Governor event here in Las Vegas, Republican candidate for governor of the state, who asked me to MC and host his event, and I said, sure. And I want to tell you how I'm opening the event, because I do this at events all over the country, both as a MC host and as a speaker, a keynote speaker at events all over the United States in front of Republican and conservative crowds. I say, these are the things I believe in. And if you believe in them too, I want you to clap to show me we're on the same page. And everywhere I go, I get massive, wild responses and standing ovations because I have my finger on the pulse of what Republicans and conservatives actually believe in, whereas 90% of the candidates don't have a clue. Republican candidates all over this country don't have a clue. So here are just some things I wanted to lead off the hour with that I believe in. And you can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and tell me if you're on my team on any or all of these or each one individually or all of them together. But I'm betting that every one of you say amen to every one of these. Number one, I know the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. I know it in every fiber, every cell of my body. The 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. I know that President Trump won by a landslide. It wasn't even close. I know that the deep state and Democrats rigged the election in six battleground states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada, with mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, ballot drop boxes, mules, no voter ID, and no signature match. I know that Biden is not the legitimate president of the United States. I can hear you cheering now. I know that Biden is a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia, hiding in the White House basement with diapers, being fed baby food with a mask on. I know that Biden and the Biden crime family are owned by China. I know that China purposely sent COVID here to destroy our economy and destroy Trump's re-election. I know that Obama is the real president of the United States. Biden is the dummy, and Obama is the ventriloquist. I know that Obama isn't the top guy because he's getting his orders from George Soros, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the Chinese Communist Party. I know that inflation, open borders, massive violent crime wave all over this country, in every big city, massive shoplifting destroying all of our retail stores across the USA, our humiliating retreat in Afghanistan, what's happening in Ukraine leading to World War III, vaccine mandates, this is all intentional, purposeful destruction of the United States. I know this isn't incompetence or a mistake, it's a communist takeover of the United States. I know they are using open borders to destroy our country, our sovereignty, and steal all future elections by letting in 20 million or 30 million or 50 million illegals to outvote the citizens of America. I know the Ukraine-Russia war is a weapon of mass distraction. I know Biden desperately wants to force Putin into World War III to distract from the disaster he has created in the United States and to usher in the Great Reset. And as a bonus for Biden, Ukraine is about carving up $50 billion in foreign aid to the Biden crime family. There's always 10% to the big guy off the top. I know the COVID vaccine is a disaster. It doesn't work. It's a colossal failure, and it's dangerous and deadly. I know I'm a Jew, and forced vaccine mandates of an experimental for emergency use only jab reminds me of forced medical experiments by Nazi Germany, and you will never, ever, ever force me or my family to take this dangerous, deadly vaccine. I know that no child in the world needs this vaccine. I know that critical race theory, transgender brainwashing, sex identity indoctrination, boys who claim to be girls playing girls' sports is radical, insane, disgusting, disgraceful, and un-American. It is the destruction of America, and we will fight this to our last breath. I know you will change my sons into girls and my daughters into boys over my cold, dead hands. I know this coming massive food shortage is intentional by Biden and his communist cabal, and I'll never eat your soy or your bugs or your meat grown in test tubes. You can stick them where the sun doesn't shine. I know the gas prices, the incredible rise in gas prices, aren't due to the war in Ukraine. This is the intentional destruction of the energy business by Joe Biden, and you can stick your bicycles and your electric cars where the sun doesn't shine. These are the things I know. Do you agree? And everywhere I go, the result is a standing ovation and a wild, enthusiastic standing ovation. And I'm betting all of you are standing and clapping right now. You're cheering in your cars. Don't get an accident, but you're cheering in your cars because it's about time someone said what's on your mind. I know what you know. This whole thing is a communist attack and a communist takeover of the United States of America, and we're not going to let it happen. Here's a good example, that Supreme Court ruling. Democrats and leftists say burn it all down, and they call for violence following the leaked Supreme Court abortion ruling. The draft opinion was leaked to the press something that's never happened in the history of America. Of course, there are reports the leaker is a liberal clerk who hopes to change the outcome of the case. California Governor Gavin Newsom led the calls for violence. Fight like hell. World will hear the fury. Our daughters, sisters, mothers, and grandmothers will not be silenced. The world is about to hear their fury. California will not sit back. We're going to fight like hell. Elizabeth McLaughlin said, and now there is this. In a draft circulated opinion, not a final one, but it might as well will be, the Supreme Court will vote to overrule Roe. Reminder, the Democrat House, Senate, and presidency could stop this with one law today. Burn it all down. Here's another tweet by Chrysula Bako. Scorched earth, burn it all to the ground. Roe versus Wade. Burn the Supreme Court to the ground. Then another one. First they came for Roe versus Wade, and I did not speak out because Wade. Yes, I did. I will help burn this mother effort to the ground. Another one. Burn this SH you know what. Here's another one. How about if they overturn Roe, we burn this SH to the ground? They've told you they're okay ignoring the will of the majority and not interested in protecting the rights of minorities, so what the F is the use of any of it? By the way, all lies. Every poll now shows a larger percentage, I don't know if it's the majority, but a larger percentage of Americans is pro-life than is pro-choice, by the way, in case you're interested. And this is not about protecting the rights of minorities, because the ultimate protecting of the rights of minorities would be protecting the rights of unborn children. They're alive, and you're murdering them. Who's speaking for them? Here's another one, Marco. Pack the court tomorrow. These mother effers aren't stopping at Roe. Burn it to the effing ground. So when I say that we need to take back our country, and just the vote isn't going to do it because votes are rigged, it's going to have to be more than just voting. Liberals would say, oh, he's inciting violence, and Donald Trump incited violence. But they can actually spell out violence. No problem there with the DOJ.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Roots on fire here in Las Vegas and broadcasting out to the whole country via USA Radio. Kyle LeBrew is running for Congress in Missouri, in Missouri's 4th District, CD4. And he's smart enough to take a national ad campaign on the Wayne Allyn Root Show to announce the fact that he is the America First candidate. He is a candidate for Congress you'll be proud of. He's a strong, unapologetic conservative Republican. He's an entrepreneur, and he is always America First. And he doesn't think we need more Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress, more fighters. He thinks we need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. And so you don't find guys like him. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle works for you, represents you. He's not one of those career politicians who have ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle LeBrew represents you. Support Kyle LeBrew, conservative fighter for Congress. And with a guy like this, I don't care where you are listening to my voice, anywhere in America, send him a donation. I don't care if you got $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, $1,000. Send a donation to Kyle LeBrew, courtesy of Wayne Allyn Root. Tell him you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root and you love his advertising campaign on my show. He's at KyleLeBrew.com. Kyle, K-Y-L-E, LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, Kyle LeBrew. .com, L-A-B-R-U-E, LaBrew, KyleLaBrew.com, CD4 in Missouri. Go to that Kyle LeBrew site, and you can either volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. He is a good guy. He is a very good guy. Chief Justice Roberts orders a probe into the egregious leak of the abortion draft. Isn't it funny? Maybe the guy who's asking for the probe is the guy who leaked it. We shall see. But that's not, I think, what happened. I really don't think that's what happened. As a matter of fact, I got the following text. Let's see if I can find it now. Here it is. So this is going around right now. This is making the ranks. They think they've identified who did it. Just spoke with former Supreme Court clerk. They are horrified. This is a quote. This leak has to come from a clerk or a justice themselves. It's intended to blow up the court. Criminal investigation needs to happen now. They suggest Sotomayor has the most radical leftist staff. A person named Amit Jain, clerks for Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. I'm reading this text from Benny Johnson, or this tweet, excuse me, from Benny Johnson. As a Yale student, this Amit Jain, who clerks for Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, Jain blasted Yale for supporting Brett Kavanaugh's nomination. Jain was quoted in a Politico piece by Josh Gerstein in 2017. Today, Josh Gerstein published the draft SCOTUS opinion on Roe. So they're saying, guess who he got it from? It must have been this Amit Jain, who clerks for Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And then here's another one. Here's another tweet from a guy named George saying, holy cow, I just found this article that was penned by Amit Jain and several colleagues from 2017 in The Nation. The writing is on the wall. And then my friend says, it makes a lot of sense. This guy probably is the leak. One of only a few would have had access to the document and had a documented connection with the Politico reporter. So everybody is now focusing on Amit Jain, who works for the a radical leftist nut job, who works for the leftist nut job, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Now, let me say something on the air, because I'm a lot nicer than most liberals would ever be, 99% of them would ever be. I don't know this to be a fact, and I'm not the one saying this. I'm just reporting on what others are saying, and I don't know if Amit Jain is guilty, but Amit Jain needs to be investigated. Everyone who works for crazy radical leftists needs to be investigated. We all know what this is about, the timing of it. It's because we were dominating the headlines. Inflation was dominating the headlines, and open borders were dominating the headlines, and the failing economy of Biden was dominating the headlines, and negative economic growth was dominating the headlines, and negative 20% personal income disaster was dominating the headlines, and Ukraine and all the money that's probably stolen by Biden was dominating the headlines with all the foreign aid going to Ukraine, and the Afghanistan disaster, and the crime across America, the gas prices, and the grocery prices. Every bad thing going on was dominating the headlines, and Democrats are about to be destroyed in the midterms. Suddenly someone illegally leaks this, and now the entire midterms are about abortion. Funny how that goes. Was it Amit Jain? I don't know. Is it likely it's Amit Jain? Maybe. Sure looks like you should put the spotlight on this person named Amit Jain, clerking for Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. She's a radical. Amit Jain appears to be a radical. Start looking with a microscope.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways. Top Republican leaders are addressing the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that showed justices were ready to strike down the landmark Roe v. Wade abortion decision. House Republicans releasing a statement saying the clearly coordinated campaign is designed to intimidate the justices. They added Republicans will pray for a decision that protects life. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vince.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Roots. Welcome back to the show. It is sponsored by Tangible Investments. If you aren't convinced now that inflation is just a nightmare that's going to envelop us all, this fast turning into the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe, it's a disaster. I remember when I said that line literally, about a month ago to one of my guests, who is a super intelligent person and very business-oriented. And they like, Wayne, it's nowhere near Weimar Republic. It's nowhere near Zimbabwe. Yes, it is. It is absolutely about to be the worst inflation in America's history. It is absolutely, by this summer, about to be the worst supply shortage, the worst supply chain nightmare, the worst truckers nightmare, the worst food shortages. There's going to be starvation around the globe. It is absolutely turning into a Biden Great Depression and a Zimbabwe-like inflationary period. You need gold and silver. You've got to do it. You got to buy it. Gas prices, energy prices, grocery prices. The only thing you could do about it is over thousands of years, only gold, silver, and other hard assets have given true protection against massive stag inflation or hyperinflation. And my friends at Tangible Investments guarantee if you say war for Wayne Allen Root, tell them you're a fan of war, the absolute lowest prices on gold and silver in the entire United States. They will beat any price. And the best customer service. Call 800-384-41, 800-384-41, or visit TII1.com, TII1.com. Tangible Investments, friends of war. All right, our guest is here, Tom Gipping, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Tom, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Gipping or Gipping? How should I pronounce that?
Gipping. Just think of what lawyers do.
Got it. There you go. There we go. Gipping. Gipping. How about instead of tipping, it's Gipping. In Vegas, we think of tipping a lot. Everybody gets tipped here. So it's Tom Gipping tipping. Roe versus Wade draft opinion. So it's like a preliminary opinion. It's not the final opinion. Was published by Politico Monday night. Tell us what that means. I don't believe in the history of America it's ever a decision has ever been, a preliminary decision has ever been leaked before, has it?
No, it has not. The process for producing an answer, a final decision in a Supreme Court case, is really pretty complicated. The beginning of the process, which was last December, is when the lawyers argue before the court, and then the court privately votes how to decide it one way or the other, and the senior justice in the majority assigns, you know, which member of the court will write the majority opinion. That appears to be the first draft of that opinion, which was circulated in February. That's what it appears Politico got their hands on. But I can guarantee you it's not the draft that's currently circulating, because that's the point of drafts, as it goes through, gets comments, it's revised, and then every individual justice has the opportunity to write their own individual opinion. It might be a dissenting opinion that disagrees with the majority. So that's a very long process of revision and consultation and discussion. And you know that with the Supreme Court acts when it finally announces a decision and when it finally issues an official opinion explaining that decision. Anything before that, it is very important that it be kept private, confidential, because it's only part of the process. And until now, they've been very good at that. But one person apparently wanted to disrupt everything in this case so bad that it, for the first time in American history, they leaked this.
And what would be the punishment, by the way, Tom? What could they possibly do to this person if and when they catch him?
Well, the speculation, at least today, is that it might be, for example, one of the justices' law clerks, or a law clerk for one of the justices.
Yeah, they're saying Sotomayor's clerk. Sotomayor's clerk is what a lot of people are pointing the finger at.
That's one of the rumors. If this person, they certainly will have graduated from law school, and if they had already passed the bar, I would fully expect and certainly would want that person to be disbarred. And a couple of my colleagues at the Heritage Foundation today on our Daily Signal outlet have put up an analysis of whether this person could be charged with a crime. That would depend on how the case was investigated. If this person, for example, would lie to a federal official, that would be a crime. But it is very much in the court's interest to find out internally who did this, because it's a real blow to the integrity of the court and to the confidence that the American people have in their impartiality.
But you realize, Tom Jipping, if this was, and Tom is from the Heritage Foundation, a senior legal fellow, Tom, if this was a conservative, your life would be over, you'd be ousted from your home, you'd have no money, you'd never work again. You know, if you're a lawyer, you'd be disbarred, you'd never work again, you'd be shamed, you'd be humiliated, nobody would touch you ever again, you'd never recover. As a liberal, the next day, someone like George Soros will give him a job that pays him $500,000 a year to take care of them for the rest of his life for being a hero for doing this. That's what I predict will happen.
I tend to agree with you, and I would not be surprised. I mean, remember, Anita Hill, you know, lied about Clarence Thomas, trying to keep him off the Supreme Court 31 years ago, and she was later rewarded by the left with a professorship at Princeton. So, I mean, for all we know, whoever this person is will be, you know, lauded as a professor at a big law school. But at the very least, they should be disbarred and should not be able to privately practice law. But people have to understand what a blow this is. The courts in general, the Supreme Court in particular, the only thing they have to rely on, since, you know, they can't spend your money, they can't run the military, the only thing they can rely on is the integrity of the institution. And things like this, and of course this was done to try to dissuade one of the five justices who apparently have voted to overturn Roe versus Wade to change their position. This is an attack on the Supreme Court and on the rule of law. And, you know, there's nothing that distinguishes our judiciary more from the judiciaries all over the world than that. And
Tom, I'd like to see criminal charges. At the very least, even if you're going to be taken care of for the rest of your life by some, you know, billionaire leftist, I certainly would like to see a couple of years in jail for the damage that they're going to do to, who knows, maybe the midterms, or the damage they're going to do for America if there happens to be riots and burning and looting. I think criminal charges would certainly be a good thing.
Well, the actual leak itself, I don't believe is illegal, nor would be the reactions of other people to it. But as I say, depending on how it's investigated, there will be opportunities for whoever this person is, assuming that they will be identified, to tell the truth or not under oath to federal investigators. And if they lie, it's a federal crime. So the damage here is actually far greater than just committing a single crime. And the reason that it was done was to try to manipulate the outcome of this case involving one of the worst misinterpretations of the Constitution in American history. And it was also done for the purpose of trying to affect the Democratic political base, trying to get them to turn out in greater numbers for the election this fall. That's not what our judicial system ought to be used for.
Well, and more than that, the leak was, far in advance of the actual ruling, which is going to be, what, June or July? When's the ruling coming out?
Well, the ordinary time frame that people were expecting was the end of June. That's when the term ends. But now there's a lot of speculation here in Washington that, I mean, if I'm Justice Alito and my first draft of my opinion was leaked, I'm going to want to get that decision officially finished and out as soon as possible. So sooner than what people thought.
All right, so you're saying it's going to be fast track, but to me, the whole reason that they leaked it, besides perhaps getting all the headlines out of the way of inflation and the disastrous economy Biden's created and the mess the country's in, but now it's going to be about abortion, abortion, abortion for the midterms, and it could bring a lot of women back to the left who are going to vote conservative. But I think more than that, they want to change the opinions, the rulings of these five justices that voted 5-4 to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's what this is about, is making public opinion scare them so much they could change their decision and reverse it between now and when the decision comes out. Right?
I think that's probably true. I don't think, though, if I were a betting man, I don't think it will change the outcome. This is the same outcome as would happen at the end of June. But Democrats, liberals have calculated that by getting this out there early, it will be to their political advantage.
Yeah.
I think they're naive if they think that one of those five justices, they know what they're doing. They know how significant this position, this decision is, and what the reaction of the public's going to be. I don't think they're going to change anybody's mind. And so this is purely a political manipulation of the Supreme Court in order to enhance Democrats' power.
All right, we're on the way out, so you're going to get a one-word, you got to give me a one-word answer. I am correct, though. This doesn't get rid of abortion. It doesn't ban abortion. It doesn't make abortion illegal. It makes it a state's rights issue. Now, any state could decide yes to abortion, other states no, and some in between, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just wanted to make sure we got that on the record. This is not a ban of abortion. It's simply overturning Roe versus Wade, which means it's kind of every state for themselves. Typical states' rights. Tom Gipping, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thank you, Tom.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health here. Listen, if you're like me, I was on a yo-yo for 10 years, man. That is a lot of ups and downs. Lose 10, gain 20. Lose 20, gain 30. Felt bad, brain fog, bone on bone on my knees. But I got great news for you. I learned that every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. We need something that's simple, that's scientific, that's sustainable. And I found it. For 25 years, I've been the same shape and size. I rebuilt the cartilage in my knees. I reversed high blood pressure, and you can too. Hey, do you know that a typical woman loses 15 to 20 pounds of fat? A man loses 20 to 30 every 4 weeks. Be a skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Steels and TLSLV.com. My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called Steels and TLSLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. Steels and TLSLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. Steels and TLSLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecue, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. Steelsanddealslv.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to steelsanddealslv.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to steelsanddealslv.com or call 725-260-3337. Steelsanddealslv.com. It's like stealing.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire. A little bit of housekeeping. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. How do you listen to this show on a regular basis? You can go to RootForAmerica.com, click on the top, and you're automatically listening to my national radio show. You can go to USARadio.com, click on Listen Live Now. You're listening to the show. You can go to Odyssey, the app on your phone, and 40 million Americans stream radio on their phone. They now carry the Wayne Root radio show, Odyssey. How do you find me on social media? Getter, G-E-T-T-R. Go to Getter and check out at Wayne Root. And also, you can listen to my daily War Raw podcast, available on iHeartRadio or anywhere where they let you download podcasts. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Projects. I know you've heard me talk about Liberty Projects before and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. I love, you know, when I do this show, people don't know this. When I do this show, my face is staring at my computer. And at this exact moment, hundreds of emails are coming in for Wayne Root, all from the show I did today on Real America's Voice TV network. I was the guest host this week for Dr. Gina, and I gave out my email on the air, and hundreds of people are sending me emails saying, I love the show, I love you, you're fantastic. It's really fantastic that you could do something like that and see it play out right in front of you. And by the way, of the emails that come in, 9 out of 10 have female names, 9 out of 10. So it's just interesting, conservative talk is supposed to be for men. It's always been a male domain. And if you listen to the media, they'll tell you Republicans have a women problem, that female voters don't vote Republican. But every single email I got yesterday and every email I'm getting today, 9 out of 10 are from women. So I don't have a female problem in my conservative politics. So it's just a matter of getting better candidates who appeal and resonate with women. That's what it comes down to. And obviously, after 3 years at Newsmax, 70% of my emails at Newsmax, and I used to get 2,000 plus a week, 70% were female. So I certainly am changing the demographics of conservative talk, and I think we just need some candidates who know how to do that. In any case, Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this show. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch. Shiloh Ranch is the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch The Liberty Projects purchased the property and repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful at turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament, June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. RegisteredVetsAndHorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization. And enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com. And if you're not going to play golf, just make a donation at VetsAndHorses.com. All right. Former Federal Reserve Vice Chairman warns... his name's Roger Ferguson, warns on CNBC that recession is almost inevitable. Folks, that should be the headline. That's all that should matter to you and your life is your pocketbook at the dinner table at night. Can you afford the food? Could you drive to the market? Can you afford the gas? And the country's in recession. And sadly, now abortion's going to be all any woman. I'm not sure about men. But most of the women out there who are independent, not Republican women, of course, but independent women, single women, Democrat-leaning women, who are thinking about voting Democrat, all of a sudden, excuse me, thinking about voting Republican, for the midterms, all of a sudden they're going to think the number one issue is abortion. And so this Roe versus Wade ruling, this is no coincidence. This is no mistake. Something's wrong here. They timed this in such a way to screw us up. And I'm thinking it's still not going to screw us up because in the end, this disastrous Biden economy is going to be on everyone's mind. There's nothing you could do. I think when a woman sits there and weighs it, she weighs abortion versus weighing a horrible economy and lower wages and horrible inflation and impossible to afford gas and groceries. I think in the end, they'll say, oh, God, I have to vote against Biden. He's horrible. I got to vote Republican. I sure hope so. Just in the last, minute we have left? How much time? Okay. COVID jabs increased stroke risk by 11,361%. I just wanted to give you this last one on the way out because you all know how I feel about the COVID vaccine. Getting vaccinated for the COVID virus is a great way to massively increase your risk of suffering a stroke, according to government data. Data from the United States Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, show that a jabbed person is 115 times more likely to suffer a stroke compared to a non-jabbed person. And percentage-wise, it's 11,361%. A noted rheumatologist, and I'll get to this either later in the next segment or in tomorrow's show, but a noted rheumatologist says, significant vaccine injuries are now reported in 40% of his patients with a 12-fold mortality increase. And Walgreens publishes data proving the COVID jabs don't work. Walgreens' own data showed that the worst-off group of people since they started giving the shot consists of people who received two doses of the shot, followed by the group that got the booster shot, three doses of the shot, and the people who did the best with COVID are those who never got the shot. Wow. Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. We're headed to a break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.